New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. It's pretty hefty this week, Haley. It is actually hefty. A hefty amount of hype and adore talk. As much as we don't like to always talk about it, there's just so much going on in this never-ending saga.
Right. That
everyone should probably just grab some popcorn while I talk about it and probably rant and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So get ready for that whenever that hits. But of course, we're going to talk about some comebacks. We watched some music videos from comebacks that just released. We have a couple of big ones that just released, correct?
Yes.
We checked those out. We have KCON coming up this weekend. So that's the only time I'm going to even bring up KCON, maybe, in this podcast episode.
Until we talk about it.
There's just way too much stuff going on. Like Haley said, we'll talk about it next week. I got a lot of other things after the Hive Adore shit. We have a lot of good, fun stuff, especially great news from YG.
Yeah.
YG had dropped a lot of news himself personally about a lot of his groups. We'll talk a little TXT, Boy Next Door. Of course, we'll end with some BTS and Stray Kids with Haley, and, well, I think that's it.
Yes.
So, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe, and it sounds like I'm ending the podcast, and it just started, but no, we're getting started. Haley, what else can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Perfect. A lot of you have been hitting us up, and we hit you back. So there you go. All right, let's get started. Comebacks, July 24th. It's actually it's pretty small.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I feel like we've been overwhelmed with comebacks this
honestly,
month.
We are. And if you can tell, my voice is still kind of like
recovering.
So I apologize if I have some coughs, sudden coughs or like whatever. Haley did give me whatever she caught after Anime Expo. But I'm almost near the end of whatever I have, which is most likely COVID, since Haley had COVID. So recovering from that pretty well, thankfully. It was pretty bad last week, but it's getting better now. July 24th again. Stray Kids.
Yeah, so Stray Kids came out with the song Slash, and it is on the OST for Marvel, Deadpool, and Wolverine's movie. Yes.
There's going to be a lot of...
I'm going to talk more about that after.
A lot of Stray Kids and Marvel and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Don't worry. We will cover a lot of that, especially later on at the end, as most of our fellow stays would know.
But all I got to say is I knew it. They had to be somewhere in that movie or soundtrack.
I don't even know when we brought it up. But
I feel like we've been bringing it up forever.
I think we've talked about this maybe years ago.
I think it was even like when... Stray Kids had been interviewed at KCON back in 2022 when they were very sus about it. I was like, they have to be on their freaking movie.
It's been a while, and 100%. I think it happened.
Yeah.
So if you can go back, if you rewind to whenever we said that, there you go. Called it. Dropped. Let's see. Also, the same day we have... Which is... Everything is already out by this time.
Yeah, it's already out.
Julie, Natty, and of course, Mark... from GOT7 and Kiss of Life, not Mark from Kiss of Life, Julie Natty from Kiss of Life. They did that Valorant game, like OST.
Yes.
Superpower. So that dropped already. I've been hearing it around, I think, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let us see. We move on to July 26. XG has a pre-release. Something Ain't Right. They've been really doing some promotions for it.
Concept,
yeah.
Photos, videos.
And it, I mean, like, it's the super gal look, right?
Yeah.
100%. So this is going to be for them, their second mini album. All these songs are pretty awesome. I cannot wait to see them in... Is it October? It is,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. October. The beginning of October. August 1st, Red Velvet has their 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And they'll be dropping something called Sweet Dreams to commemorate all that going on. And mm-hmm. dang, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. I mean, that's the era of Haley, like when she was like
yeah.
into all that Gen 2 and everything. Mm-hmm. They're Gen 2, right? They're Gen 3, huh?
I don't know, actually.
What about BTS? BTS is Gen 3, right?
Yes.
BTS has
because
like...
Because I was like, 21 is
21
like
is the Gen 2.
Gen 2, and that's 15 years. So
dang.
Yeah, they're Gen 3.
So they're right there. They're probably like at the beginning, mm-hmm. or like either the tail end or the beginning of Gen 3, mm-hmm. or tail end of Gen 2. Let's see. We did have some music videos that we did watch, mm-hmm. that we did say were going to be released, and they released. What do you want to start?
Am I talking about it now or in their segments?
Well,
I put,
we could
like,
just bring
specific,
it up. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I put notes at the end for each one.
All right. So you have to make sure you tune into the whole episode to get the full gist of everything.
Yes.
Because it's, of course, BTS's Jimin,
mm-hmm.
His music video released. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Stray Kids
yes.
released their music mm-hmm. video.
Both were fucking amazing.
And guess what? Both are usually the end segments for this podcast mm-hmm. because Haley covers BTS and Stray Kids. So if you're a first-time listener, there you go. If you want to fast-forward, but you'll be missing out on a lot of other fun convos mm-hmm. and shenanigans in between. Yeah. So I think you should just stay and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Another thing that we mm-hmm. kind of watched mm-hmm. was the M Countdown, like, 20th anniversary, right?
Yes.
So they had some special collabs and stages. One of the ones that caught my attention was the BTS special one they had.
Mm-hmm.
Because what specifically caught my attention was I saw Isa
mm-hmm.
from Stacey, and she's my Stacey bias, and Belle from Kiss of Life, mm-hmm. and she's my Kiss of Life bias. So obviously got my attention. So they sang Boy With Love.
Yes.
By BTS.
With other groups.
So there's 8 of them. So yeah. there's 8 different groups with a member representing each group.
Mm-hmm.
You got ZB1. Actually, there was 2 from ZB1.
Yeah. Zhang Hao and Gunwook.
And then there's Stacey. We had NCT Wish. We had Kiss of Life, like I also mentioned before. There was Kepler, Extraordinary Heroes, and Evan? We don't listen to them,
no,
so I'm not
I don't
too
know
familiar.
How to pronounce them.
I definitely butchered that.
But they've been popping up a lot. I think we talked about them and mentioned them once.
And I think we said the same thing. We don't know how to say their name. So there's that. There's a lot of other stages and everything going on. Do you remember any more? There was
one by the hosts of M Countdown.
Ah, yes.
Jaehyun, Sohee, and Hanbin. And
the
they
trio.
Did BSS fighting, and
it was
perfect. So good because they wore exactly the same clothes as BSS did in one of their performances,
and there's 3
really
of them,
fun.
And it's BSS. There's the you know they're mm-hmm. the 17s, like I guess other unit that
yeah.
you could say.
Yeah, they're, I mean, like they performed it really well, and obviously, like their chemistry is kind of similar to BSS. Honestly,
it's perfect for like BSS is mm-hmm. a chemistry, like you said. It's like the perfect situation for them mm-hmm. to perform this song.
Yes, and they did really, really well. Another one that Jaehyun did, he also did I Need a Girl by Taeyang with...
Not P. Diddy's, right?
No. Taeyang's I Need a Girl
with,
from Big Bang.
But he also did a collab with someone for that.
What? I don't know what her name is. Yoonji?
Yoonji?
Yeah, the one that does that show where she gets drunk with the idols.
That show is so good. And mm-hmm. She's the one that collects all the kisses from like Karina, Chaewon, mm-hmm. Jisoo. She's even had Jin, you know,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. She's been drinking. It's a funny show, and she does not look like how she does on that show. Because they like do bad makeup for her, like on purpose for that show, like to bring out everything that looks bad, and they make like her look really bad.
I think they just meant to make her look like an everyday girl kind of.
No,
thing.
Like even it's probably like even a worse, drunk. Like yeah, some like nerdy drunk mm-hmm. closet person. But no, she performed with him, and that was pretty cool. She mm-hmm. performs a lot. She performed BSS.
She's been everywhere. She's been doing actually.
You know,
lately.
Like she's been doing so much.
All those dance challenges, I've seen her. And she used to be just like a fan, and then she became a host, and then now she's fangirling on the side with all these groups that she gets to dance with now.
Well, of course, because she's also technically a rapper, mm-hmm. so she's like an artist, so yeah. she's going to get her glimpse into this industry as a whole. And yeah, she's been doing so many dance challenges. Good for her. But yeah, so that was going on. I can't believe 20th anniversary. That's mm-hmm. pretty interesting to see. Let's see. Oh, okay. Let's talk about stuff going on in terms of like concerts and all that. We do have KCON coming up. We'll talk about it in depth and more detail.
Once we return 100%
the next yeah. episode, right? Let's see. Hyuna canceled her 2024 North American tour. My attitude. Due to low ticket sales.
To be honest, it was very bold of her to even have a tour after like.
After
all,
her,
that
all this
drama.
Shit.
Like, why would she think it's okay and that fans would... I don't think she even has fans. Like, the fans of her, like, dropped her because of all that incident with the guy that she's dating that's tied to a Burning Sun scandal, basically. So, like, I don't know why she thought it was a good idea to hold a tour.
That was a horrible idea. Mm-hmm. And it obviously costed her.
It reflected it, like, because like people don't want to see her. They don't want to.
They
see
don't
want to
support that
of
kind
that.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a really bad idea. Mm-hmm. To be honest. Well, I hope she learned her lesson on that one.
Right.
Let's see. Another thing that was supposed to happen was D Festa's like exhibition here in Buena Park, in
yeah.
like I guess they say L.A., but technically it's not really in L.A. It's like in Orange County. But
yeah,
what do you want to say?
It was supposed to start in June, like last month. And so they postponed it because I don't even know what was the first reason that they postponed it. I think it was because they weren't ready to open yet. And then they postponed it a second time recently. And we got the email saying like our tickets would be refunded because they're not allowed to open due to
quote unquote
that some parts of the exhibit are not up to the LA like building codes and like safety codes, I guess.
Bullshit.
So they put out that announcement saying that. But the funny thing is like, why are they still letting all these influencers, all these media into the exhibit
when your exhibit is supposedly supposed to be closed down, especially if they said something about zoning issues? You can't let anybody in there.
So like, so if it was so strict, why are they letting all these people in there? And then basically if you go on their Instagram, all their stories and like posts is like all these influencers like promoting D Festa, but then it's like at the same time you postponed this twice already for the general public that bought tickets and paid, but now you're letting all these influencers in for free and giving them free stuff. Here's just because they're like promoting your
thing that you're supposed to make money off, but you can't because it's closed and you're refunding tickets from paid customers?
Yeah.
What is this? The whole thing is supposed to be.
But the funny thing is, too, is that actually Joko's cousin, because I saw her post on her story, and then it was like the inside of D Festa exhibit, and I was like, wait, I'm so confused. Like, is it open now? Like, how come you guys were allowed in? And she basically told me because she didn't even get an email saying that it was postponed. And this happened to some of our other friends as well. And then she's like, we just turned up because we didn't even get an email saying that it was postponed and it's not open to the general public. So they just showed up when their ticket was supposed to be for that day. And I guess it was like around the same time where they were letting all those VIP and influencers in the morning. So like they showed up and basically the people at D Festa just let his cousin in, even though they said like, oh, well, it's actually postponed now. And
it's not just it's postponed. It's supposed to be because of like zoning issues, which is like usually safety concerns or something going on.
Like, it's not up to code, basically. Something in their exhibit is not up to code. So, like, you would think they're not going to let people in, but they let his cousin and her friend in. And then she also said that some other general public were there also, that just showed up because they had tickets for the postponed dates, they were let in. And she basically said that they got to go through the whole exhibit. They got to take photos and, like, the photo booth, like, for free. And then, yeah, so I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And then she also heard from some of the people working there that the reason why they're postponed is because they were waiting for shipments from Korea that are still missing parts of the exhibit. So it's a freaking lie, because if you go back to D-Festa's post, it does say stuff like, we've been ready to open since blah blah blah, but then because of the building zoning issues, we won't be able to open, which is a freaking lie because they're actually waiting for shipments.
So
don't believe everything that you see posted, because, like, we just got an insider scoop.
Like, you really can't trust the media on a lot of things, to be honest. And then there's just proof of it now. So, yeah, that's, there you go. And don't forget, D-Fest is with Dispatch. And ironically enough, I remember they reached out to us and, like, we saw it too late because they wanted to get us to go.
Yeah,
also.
Exactly. But then we didn't even see our messages.
And we're like, oh, whatever. We bought tickets. We're just going to go with our friends. Yeah. And, to be honest, I'm glad we didn't accept it, because I don't even know if we're going to be able to talk or say all this, like, shit, to be honest.
I know, because I'm like, that's not fair, because there are people that, you know, they bought these tickets and they're coming from out of state, out of town, and now it's postponed twice, but they're letting influencers in
for free. Let's not even, that's one big part of it. The other big part is they're just fucking lying to our face.
Right. Just say that you don't have the shipment.
Like, just say you don't have everything. But they probably don't want to seem like they're, like,
putting on blame. No. On themselves, basically.
Yeah, on themselves, exactly. So they don't want to look bad to everyone else in terms of, like, professionalism and stuff. But shit, there you go.
Right.
It's not what it actually it is. Like, it blows my mind.
And so they don't even have a date for when it's going to open. They just said, like, end of summer. Whenever the hell that is.
Okay, Dispatch. Mm-hmm. All right, D-Festa. Good job. Let's move on. MAMA 2024. As all of you know, is one of the big award shows for K-pop. Mm-hmm. And it will be a 3-day event. Day one will actually be held here for the first time ever.
In North America.
In North America. Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles on November 21st. And then the other 2 days will be held in Osaka, Japan.
Right.
The thing is, the day that it's here, it's being held at the Dolby Theater, which is basically right dead center of Hollywood.
And it's small as fuck.
And that's the big problem. That's it's like a 3,500 capacity. So it's like, are they even going to allow outside tickets?
I don't know.
Like, it that's sounds like you can venue. Only fit media and, like, important music people and all this stuff. There's no way.
Right.
You just, so I don't know, like, how the hell are you gonna, there's no way, there. I really don't think it's gonna be open to the general public. If it is, it's gonna be, like, super limited, and it's gonna be horrible.
Cause, like, I got excited at first when I saw, I was like, oh my god, they're coming to LA, and then I read the freaking venue, and I was like, what the fuck? 3,500 people? It's like, are they even gonna be able to perform? Because, you know, MAMA's stages are fucking huge and extravagant. So, like, if we're not at a big venue, none of that's gonna happen at Dolby Theater.
100%. All of that will be done in Osaka. Like, the good stuff. So, I don't even know who the hell is even gonna come here.
I got excited for nothing. It's probably, like,
it's not gonna be the big groups for sure. Like, so I'm already in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not gonna be seeing NewJeans twice, Le Sserafim. Like, we're not going to see any of them.
Mm-mm. They'll be in Japan. So, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see, indeed, because, November 21st. We don't have any info on that except
the date.
That's fine.
That's so far.
We have a lot of other stuff, right? Let's see. Oh, I guess I put it here. I don't know if you have this about KCON also? About Boy Next Door?
Yeah, I did have, like, a Boy Next Door segment, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we'll wait till you hit that segment. But this would be the best time for everyone to grab their popcorn, take a bathroom break, get their drinks ready, because, yes, the next part, Joko is going to be talking about his favorite subject. And definitely saying this with a whole ton of sarcasm.
Right.
This is, like, the worst thing, because it's, like, obviously I'm passionate about talking with NewJeans and all that. But it's like my, like, right now, it's like my voice and everything is not 100%. And at the same time, it's irritating. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, hit that notification bell. The Permission to Stand podcast, we are available on all streaming platforms. Well, maybe like 90%. Mm-hmm. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let me take a deep breath, Haley, in and out. Here I go. Minhee Jin, Hybe, Adore. The saga continues. Let's actually follow up really quick on the Grammy Museum. If you remember this debacle that we talked about, I think it was
a couple weeks ago.
Two episodes ago. The Grammy Museum was going to hold this big Hybe exhibit. And guess what? New Jeans was nowhere to be found on the initial drop. Mm-hmm. So we're just doing a follow-up on this because we also forgot to talk about it last week. And so it was kind of on purpose. And it was apparently at Adore's request that they were left out. Okay. That, like, you think it ends there?
No. Nope.
Guess what? No. Because this is the thing. Okay. So the organizers from the Grammy Museum extended a big invitation stating that they would even position New Jeans, the New Jeans part of the exhibit, as like the first and like central thing visitors will see coming in, like the emphasis on New Jeans. So that's pretty
huge.
Good. But I mean, Hybe even told Adore that and they communicated the whole offer and everything, expressing a desire for New Jeans to be part of the exhibition. They want, because it's one of their groups.
Yeah.
Remember, like we've talked
Hybe
about this.
Owns them still.
But unfortunately, due to Adore's refusal, New Jeans did not make the cut, I guess you could say. They are not going to be in this Hybe exhibition. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Just like Haley said, it's kind of weird, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like one of the most BS things ever because Adore is owned by Hybe.
Right.
Hybe controlled like everyone else to go and not even go. No one has to be there. It's an exhibition and all the different groups under Hybe's umbrella are going to be showcased.
Right. Think of it as like the D-Festa thing, basically. The groups are not going to show up there. They're just putting like, you know, their outfits and photos and all this kind of stuff of the groups there.
Except think about it, not in the Hybe, not in the D-Festa thing, as Hybe owns all these groups.
Yeah.
Don't you think they have control of their groups? And then the thing is, with that said, like they can honestly, even regardless of how Adore feels, they could have just thrown New Jeans in there.
Yeah,
to
like,
be honest,
because they have more of the power over
if
them.
If anything, I feel like it would have just been a courtesy thing. But to ask Adore or to have Adore like refuse,
right?
In a way, it's kind of like I feel like Hybe's using that against the door as well. It's like a double-edged sword because now they could tell everyone like, "Oh, we wanted New Jeans."
Right, exactly.
But Adore said no.
Honestly, it's just
so
like
it's
little
like,
kids.
It's to make Adore look even worse, right? Like right. But at the same time, Hybe could have just been like, "Ah, we don't give a F what you say because
exactly. Fuck it. We're going to put them in the exhibit."
It's like, "Why are we even asking you? Yeah. We're just going to throw everyone in there."
Exactly.
So it's like,
but I think they did it purposely.
Purposely to kind of, I feel like it. That's like what obviously me and Haley feel like or
it's
our
like,
opinion. But
like they said no, so we don't have to put them in. So it's on them, not us kind of thing. They're just like pushing the ball back and forth, basically.
And it's stupid because it's like you have Cat's Eye, you have Islet, you have all these newer groups, especially like Cat's Eye is like super new. And like even they have a part in the exhibition.
Yeah.
And like, to be honest, like obviously BTS is BTS. And we have 17 to 17, even TXT
and
Hype. And like, we know they're the big ones too. But like, out of all the girl groups in Hype, New Jeans is the biggest girl group in Hype. Like, so it's
even over Le Sserafim.
Easily. I mean, I love both groups, but I know it's like a fact. Like, it just, that's why it's like so weird, this whole situation going on with the Grammy Museum. It's just a lot of, like, it's just so sad. It's just watching adults fight and argue and, like, point fingers in all this.
Because, like, honestly, do you think that Hive had to go ask every group and be like, can I have your permission to put them the freaking Grammy Museum?
They did not ask every single...
Them in. Like, who? They don't probably even fucking know that they're going to be in the Grammy Museum.
There's our take on that. Mm-hmm. Let's keep moving on because, yeah, that's just the whipped cream and the cherry on top of the whole thing that I'm going to be talking about right now. With Minhee Jin, everything, like the saga continues. So, let's see. We will talk about they were facing some plagiarism claims too.
Right, of course.
And also, I mean, there's just so much interesting stuff going on, and it's like not in a good interesting way. It's like bad. And like, there's also stuff with like Minhee Jin apparently was consulting with a shaman.
Right. I think we mentioned that before.
What the heck? Like, there she was consulting with them like while NewJeans was still N Team, the letter N, like before, like they even debuted or like had like a debut name going. It's just been so much stuff going on. It's crazy because like this shaman apparently is like Minhee Jin spent like 40 million Korean won, which is almost like $30,000 for consultation with this shaman. It's like, what is going on?
Who is this shaman?
Like, it's just like all this interesting stuff. So like the shaman, I guess, apparently is a female too. So. Or actually, I'm not too sure. Don't hold me on that. It might be he, maybe they, might be it. I don't know. But that shaman like heard all the comments from like Minhee Jin. So it's just like all this craziness going on. And it's like, I don't even know how all this information is getting leaked and dropped. Mm-hmm. It's just, it blows my mind. But let's go back to the plagiarism thing, because that's the interesting and important one. So a British band called Shark Attack. Sounds like shark. Sounds like Haley saying Shark Attack with her Australian accent.
Shark Attack.
So yeah, so this UK band reportedly sent Adore a letter of acclaim for plagiarism, accusing NewJeans and Adore of using the song Bubblegum as a copyright infringement for one of their songs that they've made. Mm-hmm. The song is called Easier Said Than Done. By Shark Attack, which without permission of, I guess, the group, the company, label, whatever that is under that Shark Attack is under, is called Wise Music Group. So it's kind of like their Hive, right?
Right.
And because of that, they want like the discontinued sale of Bubblegum and all this stuff. It's just been so bad. Guess what? Because Adore did address all this. So they even addressed this on their Instagram.
Right. They did it in Korean and they have an English one.
So if you want to get some popcorn and check it out and have a light read. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it's not a light read. It's a pretty heavy read.
Yeah, it's a lot.
From their post. Get your glasses too if you need it, because it's pretty damn small font because there's so much stuff. So basically Adore addressed all the plagiarism accusations and kind of defending themselves, saying the writers of Bubblegum didn't even hear this song. They don't, I've never heard of this song before.
Right.
And they even like jotted down like notes of like analysis comparisons, going down to even talking about specific notes, like something like C minor. Mm-hmm. This is like this. This is like that. Also, Adore in this post too did call out Hybe on how they're handling this issue. They're obviously not handling it well because they let something like this go public, to be honest. So it's like sucks because it's like, I am there for NewJeans, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, it just seems like in the beginning, it was like Minhee Jin is crazy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, now it's like Hybe is also a child, too. Like, just like they're both being stupid. And yeah, I get it. Adore should be defended by Hybe, to be honest, right? Mm-hmm. Adore stated that Hybe should be having Adore's best interest, which is true. There might be like inner conflicts and fighting going on because of all the other bullshit going on. Mm-hmm. But they need to protect their assets and their company, right?
Right.
So, and then that's not what's going on, apparently. And Adore wants to take things into their own hands. They started even including rooting out and like researching and like going full detective mode, looking for the misinformation that were being dropped online, and then going to like the online forums where people were saying all this stuff, and then like rooting them out and finding them. They're even talking to the CEOs and owners of the forums to get all the information of the people.
Right. Damn.
I mean, to be honest, KNets and everything, they like, and all these people online, they think they could just get away with saying and bullying and putting out like all this bullshit out there, all this negativity without any repercussions because it can't be found. But we need to find these people because we need to show and make an example of them, showing that you can't just say anything blindly.
Right.
Like, especially if it's negative and mean and bad or like misinformation.
Yeah.
Because, oh man, like you need to hold yourself responsible for the stuff you say online. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's going on. Like, Adore is really like looking, like going all out looking mm-hmm. for these people. Of course, there's criticizing from both ends, including like people criticizing like Adore as well. Mm-hmm. Fairly enough, yeah, you can, because in response to the allegations being made of like plagiarism or like copying from that that Shaka Talk is putting on NewJeans, mm-hmm. They're like calling out Minhee Jin because she raised suspicions about Eyelid copying NewJeans without any evidence. She didn't even say any songs or like any like real reasons or comparisons. Like, she just blindly said Eyelid is copying NewJeans, but no specific details or anything. At least these Shaka Talk people chose a specific song. And here, I'm going to talk about it really quick. Haley and I listened to the song. Like, okay, it sounds similar.
Right.
Like, right at the beginning or the chorus or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can hear it. I'd be like, oh, I can hear, like, oh, I can put bubble gum over it.
You have to really hear it to, like, get it. And at the same time, this isn't the first time this has happened. So many songs, it's like,
sound
sounds so similar. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I can honestly say that I believe Adore did not copy them. It doesn't, the whole song doesn't sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can change tempo, you could change the tune and mm-hmm. change notes, but overall it's like, it just seems like such a common type of tune, like if you change it up a little bit, that I'm sure there's hundreds of other songs mm-hmm. out there that probably sound alike but are not as popular. That's why it's not being thrown in the mainstream media with like all the stuff going on. Because, you know, people reported this to the Shaka Talk, and that's why Shaka Talk is taking, doing legal action towards mm-hmm. Adore. They would never have fucking known.
No.
They don't listen to K-pop.
Yeah.
But all these like crazy netizens and K-nets or
that
whatever
that want to bring NewJeans down.
Right. All the negative people, the ones that they're looking for in the forums that told them, like, that wants to bring NewJeans like downfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones responsible for this whole shit going on. It's just, wow, blows my mind. But it's not fair that Minhee Jin said Eyelid is copying NewJeans without any like anything to back that up to. So it's just a total mess. Also, I don't know what's... Are you okay, Haley?
Yeah.
Okay, you're just stretching.
You don't have to tell the people.
Oh, I didn't know because I noticed me when I was talking, because I'm looking at my phone and I was like, why am I slowly moving forward? Because here, like, my counterweight is like... is supposed to be Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I want to say about this? Blah, 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 blah. NewJeans, BTS. Oh, yeah. So, another thing. Minhee Jin also said that HYBE featured NewJeans in the BTS music video, Permission to Dance.
Yes.
Without her agreement. What? Well, of course. They don't need your permission.
They didn't even debut yet.
They didn't even debut. They're still technically trainees. Source trainees.
HYBE yours.
HYBE owns Adore. HYBE owns Source. Like, it's all there. Like, within the company. Like, honestly, like, Minhee Jin is a good producer. She makes good music. But she is wild in her head.
Yeah,
there's something
she's
going.
Crazy.
There's something going on. She has some weird, like, type of complex or something going on in her head. It's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, so like she said that like I don't even know why this is news. Like, HYBE featured NewJeans without her agreement. Of course they don't have to agree to anything.
You don't own them.
Like, especially this point, like, did you see Hani and Minji?
Right.
They're like just still like kids.
Yeah, I know.
when we saw them if you look back at Permission to Dance. So, yeah, there's just so much stuff going on. And honestly, for me, I just hope in the end that the NewJeans members, like all of them, like I'm talking Minji, Hani, Hernan, Danielle, and of course Hane, I just hope all five of them will get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel for them the most. Like,
them
and their families. Like, it's like there's so much distractions. Like, I hope they could get through all of this. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's like it's their music.
Mm-hmm.
That like all of us enjoy and love. So let's just hope for the best for the music, hoping for the best for the members, and let's continue with our lives and this podcast. But the last thing that I will say about NewJeans is apparently they will get a Fortnite skin in December. So if you play Fortnite, which I don't, and you're a bunny, have fun.
I mean, they were on PUBG and then now Fortnite.
That's huge, actually. Fortnite is a huge thing to be part of. So that'd be really funny to see because it's like so much different. Like what? You're going to see Hani shooting Gojo and then Goku doing Kamehameha. And then like Spider-Man swinging around. So it's going to be fucking insane. And Snoop Dogg is just running around too. So it's just like nonstop craziness. And Peter Griffin.
Also, NewJeans celebrated their 2-year anniversary recently too.
With all the
bad
news and of course the best news, and of course it gets covered. And I didn't even put a note of it, but thank you, Haley, because you're right. It is thankfully their second anniversary. They still haven't toured or done anything in terms of like a showcase here in the U.S. We've had Lollapalooza. I was so fortunate to see them for Billboard Women in Music Awards. But it's like, hopefully everything stays okay so we could see them next year. Because that's apparently when they're supposed to be having their world tour.
Yes.
So, yay! Happy anniversary to them. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Let's move on. Because YG, on the other side of the big four, YG is saving the day. Because YG himself had like some type of interview thing or whatever.
Yeah.
He made some personal announcements himself. So, yeah, YG was like, yeah, hold my beer. We need to do something because Hybe, SM, everyone else.
JYP,
yes. Everyone is doing something.
Right.
There's just nonstop stuff going on. But it's been quiet for YG.
Yes.
But here you go. It's time. He's unleashing the generation of every generation of girl groups that he still has in his arsenal. Do you want to tell us, Haley?
Starting off with the Queens.
The OGs.
The second generation group, 21, are having a comeback, which is freaking wild to me because I never thought this would happen. But it's their 15th year anniversary and they are going to have a comeback and also a world tour.
I thought you were going to say world tour after the second end. I was like, oh, because you said they're going to have a comeback ready.
I want to say it again because I'm like in disbelief that this would happen. When I saw that announcement, I was like, what the fuck? 21 is coming back.
A world tour, though.
Yeah, so they're actually starting their tour in Seoul, of course, but it will be in October. And then I think November, December will be Japan. And then they said global tour would come in 2025.
And you know that means 100% an LA stop.
Yes, of course.
Thankfully. So nice to be in LA.
So looking forward to that. I mean, it's great. I mean, the four members have been close and have still been in touch with each other throughout all of this. Like, even though they've not been active, they've always been like hanging out and keeping in touch with each other, which is good because this gives us the chance to see them again. And I keep thinking, like, if Big Bang was like that and none of them got screwed over like they did, we could be having a freaking reunion and comeback too like that. But that's not going to happen anymore.
Thank you, YG.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were going to say something else.
Yeah, because Big Bang's done. They're gone. That's it.
Done. End scene. Let's see. Guess what? There's two other groups that are under YG that also got some news dropped. Yes, 21's proteges, Blackpink, will also be making a comeback next year and will have another world tour. Woohoo! More money going down, going out of my pocket and into YG's pocket.
So they need a comeback first because obviously they need new songs.
And then everyone has been so busy with their own solo activities too. So yeah, that's what's going on. But dang, so he dropped that news. That was pretty awesome. Blinks rejoice, so everyone will be looking forward to that. And last but not least, their proteges after Blackpink, the seven girls known as Baby Monster, will also be having a world tour. Man, YG is ready to feed all of us.
He's firing all those girl groups out.
He's like, just unleashed. So super excited because I wanted to see Baby Monster as well. Mm-hmm. By that time, they should definitely have more comebacks and mm-hmm. more music to actually have a full-on world tour. Mm-hmm. So super excited about that. I mean, YG's groups are always huge, especially the girl groups. They do so well.
Yes.
And Baby Monster is actually up there in terms of global like popularity, and mm-hmm. they're up there right now, even though they're probably the newest one mm-hmm. out of all like a lot of the Gen 5 like girl groups ish. Actually, no, there was actually more, but like under the big companies,
right? Exactly,
the big four. Mm-hmm. But super excited! Thank you, YG. Thank you for the good news.
Yeah.
Let's see. Blackpink. Let's see. Blackpink is also, since we're talking about Blackpink already, they're going to hold an offline fan meeting event mm-hmm. with 88 lucky fans.
That's such lucky a small blinks. Amount.
That's freaking awesome. Tiny. That's awesome. I
Very
love
intimate.
It. So intimate. Like, they're going to be doing that for their 8th anniversary. 88 lucky blinks will be there. I don't know exactly any details of where, how it's being held. I know it's on Weverse and all the details are there. I'm going to try to sign up and do whatever I can to do that. That'd be awesome.
It's in Korea.
It has to be in Korea, yeah, for the most part. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, man, I'll go. If there's only 88 of us and you got to hang out with them. Because it's not just like, yeah, it's a fan meeting. So it's like, man. And to be held globally, mm-hmm. like, or like available. Like out of like
that's
I don't
insane
know.
Though. 88 is such a small
it's
number.
It's so small.
It's not like 8,000.
The lottery. It's literally winning the lottery. Mm. So I mean, you can't win if you don't try, right?
Right.
Also, our other resident girl group member in terms of 17, Mingyu, did the Rockstar Dance Challenge with fellow 97 liner Lisa.
He's BFF.
They are BFFs. It's always funny because I think of that clip where like they were at some fashion show and yes. Lisa looked like she was trying to seduce him.
Yeah, but
and then Mingyu was like, not today.
not today, Satan.
So not today, Lisa. Yeah. Especially not in front of all these cameras.
Right.
And then your boyfriend is right behind me. So Mingyu is for real for that. Mm-hmm. It's always fun seeing him do like the dance challenges because right. he did it with Jungkook. I really wish we could have seen Jungkook and Lisa do a dance challenge. Get my Liz Cook ship going.
Nope.
Again. let's see. Lisa was also named to be Louis Vuitton's newest brand ambassador. And it makes total sense because I saw her post some like cute LV bag accessories that she put on her bag and everything. And it's like before this was announced. I was like, oh.
So she's joining Felix and Niall.
Yeah. So they're all going to be together now. So get ready for whatever fashion weeks that happens. Mm-hmm. But right now it's just like it makes more sense now because I was like, oh, she's just posting a lot of Louis Vuitton stuff recently. Yeah. This is before the news. And crazy enough, it's almost like the BTS effect. It's also like it's on the other spectrum. The right. Blackpink effect. Once she posted all those accessories, sold out instantly
yep, of
that
course.
Day. All the accessories mm-hmm. gone.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of like dollars spent, but then millions of dollars made mm-hmm. for Louis Vuitton. So good job making that decision. And let's see. Let's move on. Rosie. So Rosé had an IG broadcast channel notification. And she notified everyone following her there first. And then I saw the news after because I guess like if you really are on her broadcast channel, which we are,
yeah,
subscribe
and
to.
She still
kind of
hasn't
thing.
Named us.
We still have no name. Yes, this is correct. And she did update us there before she updated anywhere else. So she's working on a show for Apple TV, like Pachinko season 2. She's like doing the trailer finale of the second season, and it's like a drama series. And she also does a cover of Viva La Vida, which is, if I'm correct, that should be a Coldplay song.
Oh.
I know that based off my own knowledge of what Viva La Vida is. I think it's a Coldplay. It should be the Coldplay song. Mm-hmm. If not, then I'm just wrong. But yeah, that's freaking cool. I would love to hear her do a rendition of Coldplay. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's just a lot of stuff going on for all us blinks. We're getting fed. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Haley, you have some notes here. We have TXT.
I have this really small note on TXT just because I'm excited because they are finally getting their own characters, like animal characters.
So, also like Skazoo,
yes,
like
BT21. Yeah, so that's going to release on August 1st, so just keep an eye out for that. I'm excited to see what animal or creature will represent
each member. Right? That's the fun part. I'm excited. Moa, I'm sure, are really excited. Also, mm-hmm. I've been listening to TXT a lot recently, so mm-hmm. excited for them. And then plus, I've been loving our summer because it's summertime.
It's fucking hot.
Freaking hot here. But our summer is a perfect summer song, and I know it's like a super old song, mm-hmm. but I love playing that song on Rhythm Hive.
Yes.
And let's see. Oh, Haley, it's going to be actually a lot of talking from here on out from you.
So, and here's the Boy Next Door news. So, actually, this happened on July 16th. I kind of missed this notice because it gets flooded away with everything
else. All the notifications streaming down our phones, for reals.
So, on July 16th, there was a Weverse notice for Boy Next Door, Lee Han. So, he recently visited a clinic due to skin inflammation and was recommended that he get plenty of rest along with his treatment from the medical staff. And then, so, like, there were a lot of different events coming up that he was not able to attend. And it didn't even cross my mind when I was, like, watching them and I was like, wait, where's Lee Han? And then I didn't even know that he was sick, and I feel so bad.
Yeah, because your eyes on the prize. You're like, as long as Sungho's there.
But yeah, poor thing. Honestly, I hope he's going to be okay and able to attend KCON. I mean, this was on the 16th, so I hope he's gotten enough time
think they're resting him up for KCON, because they want him to perform globally, internationally.
Yeah.
Plus, like, KCON, like, the M Countdown is going to be shown on national TV here in the U.S., which is crazy. The first time ever.
There was actually this KCON video that was released where they're introducing the members for all, like, the different groups going to KCON. And Boy Next Door was on there, and they did that whole, like, I'm passing the phone to blah, 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 blah. And they pass it to different members. And then Songho and Lee Han were last. And then, I don't know, like, I was joking because I didn't even fucking know that he was sick. But then I was like, man, why does Lee Han look so emo? Like, I was kind of like, because he's always, like, happy and smiley and stuff. And then, well, now it makes sense. It's because he was freaking sick and they made him film that damn video still for KCON. So, yeah, I hope he gets better.
Also, I just want to make a note.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since we started the podcast, like, all the crickets around us have been getting louder and louder. So, if you hear crickets, it's,
I feel like no one hears all that stuff.
I hope not. I hope they just think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. But, like, the crickets, I feel like, are getting louder and louder. They're, like, fighting over our voices as we continue. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Also, because we are going to be seeing Boy Next Door 3 times during KCON. One of the times is actually we're going for the Hello 82 event because we were able to get tickets, and it's very limited fans also. So they did have something called, like, a game parade where there's, I think, 82 fans get to play games, get split up into teams, 6 teams, and then, like, one member will be, like, the leader. Basically, you can't choose the member. Anyway, you get to play games with them. But there's also, like, a general audience.
You should have played with them, Haley.
I'm so introverted. Like,
anxiety would have skyrocketed.
Like, honestly, we could have gotten the tickets because we were pretty fast and we were on the page. And then
I could have gotten the
ticket. He could have got it. And he was honestly thinking about it as well.
I had the ticket in my cart. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to save the ticket to actually play with them and sit with Haley in the audience. Because there's also, I think, only 100 people for the audience, the close-up one. Mm-hmm. That are allowed to be there. And
so
then,
it's very, like, intimate and small, too. But the thing is, like, because I even talked to Joko about it.
But I said I didn't want to be part of it because I didn't want to take
someone's spot. That's like an actual one door.
Like, I'm a one door, but, like, I feel like
there's crazy fangirls.
Girls that want to be, like, you know,
next
it's like
to them and stuff like that.
You know, I should have just paid the extra $20 and I should have just been lifting them and, like, been on their team for the games. They've been pretty funny to see.
Honestly, I was all for Joko doing it. I was like, go for it. But I'm definitely not. And anything you can say, like, it can't convince me to play a game with them. Because, like, thinking about it, my anxiety went straight through the roof. And I wanted to poop because I was so nervous just thinking about it. So I was like, I cannot do that. Like, the day that it comes.
Yes, the nervous poops.
I will be super nervous and not having
fun.
And
she will shit herself on the stage.
In front of Songho. That would be so bad. So, yeah, I passed up on that opportunity. So, like, we're just going to be sitting in the audience, which will still be pretty cool because, like, there's only, like, a set amount that has, like, seated.
But there's, like, general public behind us,
too, but they're all standing and, like, it'll get crowded. I want to be in the front. So, yeah, we got that.
In the back of my head, I'm like, should I have just played with them? But It's okay.
He got nervous too.
I got nervous last second.
And but I was like, buy a ticket because it sold out really fast. I'm like, so glad that we're not talking, got one.
We're not talking about playing with them. The ticket sold out fast for sitting.
Yes.
In the front.
Because I feel like everyone was scared to go play games with them, I guess. Also, I just wanted to...
No, that one sold out fast.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, the games.
Yeah, it did. But you could have bought it.
I know.
But he was like sitting there for a while. I was like, hurry up and buy something before it sells out. So I also, like, if you are a One Door and know their, like, iconic outfit, it's that blue hoodie that says Boy Next Door on the hood. So I actually went and made my own because...
She's been hard at work.
I have
doing
been.
This.
Yeah, so, like, I found one that looked, like, pretty similar to the color that they have and, like, the style. But I had to, of course, make the hoodie and, like, the lettering and everything. And I'm going
to... Some trips to Michael's yes. and Joanne's Fabrics.
Yeah. And I'm going to be wearing that for the Hello 82 and also, like, the fan meet and greet for KCON. So I hope they remember me and, like, acknowledge me at least. So.
I'm sure they will, especially when Sungho sees him, his simp signs from you.
Yeah, so that's all I have to say about Boy Next Door. Wish me luck. I'm so nervous.
Man, you should have went. And you should have. I would have wished you more luck what? If you were on their teams and playing with them.
No, I'm too nervous. I would have. I cannot. No, I cannot. Even just thinking about it, and I'm not even doing it.
I wonder if
it.
Any guys signed up for it or were
I
able
hope
to.
So.
That'd be
cool.
That'd be funny. At least we can enjoy and record it and watch it.
Yeah, I can just have my camera on Sungho the whole time. That way. And I'm not playing games and being nervous.
You have
and
room
sweating.
On your phone, right? Did you make a lot of room?
Yeah, I can delete everything. Because I backed up my phone. So whatever's on my phone, I can delete it.
Okay, you should delete it now instead of waiting till like the day of or the night of.
I won't. Delete it.
Anyways, yeah, so that's about it for those segments. Of course, that means BTS and Stray Kids coming up. But before that, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe. If you're still here and you're still tuning in, we really appreciate it. If you're enjoying it, a rating always helps. This is the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we talk about a lot of K-pop. And we are available pretty much on most streaming platforms for podcasts. And Haley, where can they check us out and what exactly can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to send us a message, please DM us on Instagram only. Yes.
All right. With that said, it is time.
Yeah. So BTS, I have small news here and it's mainly about Jimin. Because
we talked about Jin enough last week, the man raging and everything.
Oh, that's right. So Jimin was on Jimmy Fallon on July 22nd.
Yes. Jimin's biggest fan.
Honestly, yes. He is Jimin's biggest fanboy. I mean, like, he has a little office space and it has, like, all these Jimmys and Jimin photos. And so, like, yes, he was on Jimmy Fallon. And it was for the release of the song Who. And obviously he recorded and pre-recorded all of this and had this in the works before he left for the military. So that was nice of him. Go check that out. It's on YouTube.
But we didn't even talk about the music video. I thought it's going to... Do you have it here?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
So Jimin's song Who. So this song also had Latin influence. And I say also because Stray Kids' song also has Latin influence.
It's pretty big, actually, yeah. Like in terms of like the music right now. How did Jimin know?
I don't know.
They're good.
Right.
Big Hit Entertainment is really good. Like
they released them the same day.
They know what is going to be hot. All of them kind of have a collective idea of like what type of style to go for.
Because
interesting.
His music video and Stray Kids released on the same day and we watched it back to back and I was like, what the fuck? Both of them have like Latin influence. And honestly,
it
sounds amazing.
It's a great
amazing.
Song though. This is a good
it.
Song.
It's all English. Which
that was
I
surprising. That was cool, though.
Because I can sing along. It's such a good song. Please check it out. And also, he looks freaking amazing. And I honestly, like, my heart wavered back to him again for that moment.
Oh, finally.
I was like, oh, my God, I love him. I mean, the dance, the song, it's all really good. If you haven't checked it out, please watch it and listen to it. Because I've been streaming that song a lot, honestly. It's really good. So, moving on.
Oh, Stray Kids time.
Stray Kids, which I have a lot. So, I mean, this is pretty obvious.
Put your seatbelts on. Keep them on. You probably still have the seatbelts on from the whole mini-gin and, like, debacle with Adore and Hybe anyways.
So, I mean, this is kind of like, we knew this was going to happen, but it's official. Stray Kids renews their contracts with JYP ahead of their expiration.
It makes sense. That'd be weird not to.
They're riding the freaking high right now. Why would they not sign up again? And, I mean, they've even said that they want to keep going on this Stray Kids train forever. So, yes, yeah, so they renewed it. Stray Kids, I mean, I put this news before it happened, and it's happened already. But yes, they're on the Deadpool 3 OST with the song called Slash, and it released. So you can listen to that on YouTube, and I think Spotify has it as well. The artwork was kind of interesting, and it also kind of reminded me of Thunderous. I don't know if you saw the artwork for it, but they used the same...
I'm looking right now, actually.
They used the same mountains that they used in the Thunderous performance when they did their Maniac tour, that famous Korean... mountain art. I forgot the name of it, but it's very, very, yeah. I mean, it's just like the outline
of
it.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. I was too busy looking at this white tiger, silly looking thing doing the dance.
Slash.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, the song is cool. Go listen to it. Yeah, I mean, it suits Deadpool, honestly. Like, so they made a whole new song for it. And then, so they, I think I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but basically they did reveal this, that they were going to be like, they kind of hinted that they were going to do something with Ryan Reynolds and, like, the Deadpool movie that was coming out. Because when they were interviewed back in 2022 with KCON, they acted sus about it when they were asked if they were going to be doing something, like, with Deadpool. And they're like, oh, I don't know, like, that would be good. Like, that would be amazing kind of thing. Like, they're kind of hiding it.
But then bad actors.
They are horrible. Like, you can tell on their face, like, if they look like that and they look at each other a weird... It's been done already, so like they already were in the works with that. This is also like written before the drop, so they always release dance challenges even before the music video drops. So there was the Chick Chick Boom dance challenge that was already uploaded, and even before the full music video dropped, there were so many people doing the challenge already and like uploading it. And I honestly think that Stray Kids has, like, a contract with YouTube right now because they are uploading it all on
And it
shorts,
says YouTube Shorts, like, yeah. 100% there's something going on.
So, like, they're really promoting it. Like, please upload it on YouTube Shorts and, like, trying to promote that. So, the music video itself, Chick Chick Boom, honestly, it's freaking amazing.
It feels Stray Kids.
It's very Stray Kids and it's really, really good. And the cherry on top was that Wolverine and Deadpool were in their music video.
And we're talking about Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. It was pretty awesome.
I didn't expect them to have such like a big cameo.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be short or brief, like a glance. But they're literally talking.
Yes.
They have their own scenes. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part to me, too, was in the beginning when like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine was doing the weather report. I feel like if you looked at the map and you froze it, that's probably an idea of the different cities they'll be possibly stopping by.
I think so.
Because it's like, why would they choose those specific ones?
Right. Because they even did like Europe and...
A little bit of, I think, Latin America too. But because we obviously know what they're going to choose for like Asia and everything.
Right.
But, yeah, it was cool to see like, a little bit of like the general like North America-ish. And then obviously when they did the U.S., like, you could see the specific cities. So
right.
I think that was a big hint towards everything. So brace yourselves if you're in any of those cities that is on the music video.
Yeah, so they also released, like, a making behind of Chick Chick Boom. And it was kind of funny.
That was interesting. That was really interesting to see.
Because, like, it sounded like ASMR. You know, those, like, ASMR, like, where you can just hear them dancing and tapping their feet. Because, basically, what I had initially thought is that they didn't want the song to be leaked. So they did the whole dance and choreo with headphones in their ears.
That's crazy.
Well, earphones, I guess. Earpods.
It's really cool, though, because it's, like, they really wanted to keep it really like well hidden and with no leaks.
Yes,
because even when they do small clips, then those are leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when BTS, when New Jeans was filming Super Shy.
Oh, right.
They took out some main parts of they took out the vocals. It was kind of the background music. But you could still hear the central elements and the tune of the music. So this one was wild because it was dead silence.
Except for Bang Chan. Because could hear him whispering some of the words and phrases.
What the hell are you going to do with that?
No, though, just to keep the members on the beat, I guess. I don't know why he was doing it. But I thought it was
either way,
cute.
It was stomp the yard, if anything.
Exactly. It was so cool. But the thing is, I initially thought that they did that because they wanted to prevent leaks of the music video before it was released, but it actually has something to do with the New York law that you can't
What the hell did you just say? New York law.
So basically they noise complaints basically. So that's why they kept it.
Law.
Law.
Oh, okay. I thought lore. I thought you...
Law.
Oh, Haley's going full Aussie.
Okay.
Because of all the Aussies from Stray Kids, and then you got Hugh Jackman here.
So, that was actually the reason. And they mentioned that in the behind the scenes.
I literally thought you said lore.
Law.
I was like, what's the lore with New York? Law. Law.
Yes. So, anyway... Also, Bang Chan and Felix did have that interview with Ryan and Hugh Jackman, and that was released on the Marvel YouTube channel. And what was cool is that Ryan actually revealed that Marvel had no idea that he and Hugh Jackman were going to be appearing in Stray Kids' Chick Chick Boom music video, so they didn't even tell Marvel.
Marvel had no
clue. They're going to take the, the Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yeah, I was going to say their costumes. They probably have their own, hundreds of their own pairs. Because it's the legit outfits too.
Yeah,
from the movie ones. Shit.
It's crazy. So they're just fuck it. We're just gonna be in Stray Kids music video. Surprise! But obviously, the Stray Kids members were super excited to be working with them because also in the behind the scenes, you can and also they did one of those videos where Stray Kids reacts to their music video because they have not seen it in full. For the first time, and they were fanboying over Wolverine and Deadpool because they're obviously they grew up with them. Those are the superheroes that they admire, and they got to work with them. Who would have thought? And it finally came to play because I feel it's been something happening between Bang Chan and Ryan Reynolds, and it's finally here.
Kingdom, though. Kingdom set the stage for all that.
Felix was dressed up as
Deadpool. And then, it was just... Woo.
It was a long time coming, basically, and it happened for them. So I'm really happy for them. I just want to quickly go over, the tracks for 8, the album. I love all of the tracks. I feel all of them... I cannot skip because I know in some other albums I'll be I'm kind of tired of this song. I'm going to skip over it and go to the next song. But this one, I want to listen to every single song and not skip over them. Mountains, it sounds like their anthem songs that they play at the beginning of their concerts. So I really think that they're going to use this song for their upcoming tour
probably
as the first song.
It's the build up.
Yes. Because it really sounds like one of those songs that they would use at the beginning of the concert. My favorite track is actually I Like It. It talks about a situationship and it's written by Three Racha, and I feel like the members keep teasing them because they're how can you know about this situationship, have you experienced this kind of thing? So basically it talks about two people who like each other. One of them wants to move on and become more serious in a relationship, but then the male is saying no I like this crush phase, I don't want to say love, we only like it kind of thing, just stay in that. They don't want to be more than friends, basically. They don't want to be more boyfriend girlfriend basically. Also Hyunjin Han and Bang Chan attended Lisa, not Lisa K-pop, but Lisa, the Japanese pop.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we always have to clarify that.
Yeah, because it's
not
Lisa.
We're talking about Lisa, the J-rock.
Yes. So she had her concert in Seoul, and Hyunjin Han and Bang Chan attended. She actually gave Hyunjin a signed CD, and she wrote to him, "I love your dance." And it was cute because Han, during the time where the cameras panned over to them, he was all Lisa Daisuke, and he was fanboying and everything like that. So it was really cute. So they had some fun. Also, there's a lot of Stray Kids content out right now that I'm not even caught up because, like, every day I feel like 5 videos release. And this happens every time that they have a comeback because, you know, they want to be keeping up and being relevant. So go check it out. It's all on YouTube. Some of them is like the Idol Human Theater, Spotify interviews and games. Them also reacting to their music video, making and behind the scenes of Chick Chick Boom, and also like their album covers and like their concept shoots for that. And there's also that interview with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds with Bang Chan and Felix.
Of course, of course.
Also, they're gonna be on Jay Jung's Jay Friends show. I don't know what members because they haven't released it yet. Also, Changbin is on a lot of shows recently. He's gonna be on one with Chaeryeong. From
ITZY. That's right. Yeah, he has the Chaeryeong show.
And he's also going to be on one with one of the girls from SNSD. I forgot her name. But he's also on that show, too. So I'm like, dang, he's like, is he going to be on Jay Friends?
He's doing dance challenges.
And he's doing dance challenges. I'm waiting for
Finally.
Sticky.
I'm waiting for Sticky also.
Yes.
What has he done so far? Is it Klaxon?
Klaxon, yeah, G-Idol. Which is really cute. That was the only one that he's done so far.
With Mion, that was pretty fun.
So I'm waiting for that. He looks really good, damn. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
I want him to do Sticky.
He has to. He's friends with Natty.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let's go.
I want to see him shake his booty. Especially, yeah. Dude, that song is insane.
That song is really good. I think it was NCT members that did it with them, but they didn't shake their booties. They were just tapping their feet. So I'm like, get out. And then also,
Changbin will shake.
Mingyu, he did it for Carrot Land, and he actually did Sticky, and he shook his booty. I'm so happy. Good job.
Carrot Land had a good time too. Mm-hmm. Like, so shout out to all the carrots that saw that stuff, because like Vernon even danced, Aespa. Yeah. It was Woozy too.
Jun did sheesh.
Yeah, so it was freaking awesome. They get fed so well too for like their events. I feel like you can't go wrong with any 17 event. Mm-mm. Always so good.
Yes.
So I guess that's pretty much it. Wow, we made good time considering how much shit we had.
Yes.
Like, I felt like this is like the biggest, like it was like a freaking essay of all the notes. And it's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. So thank you everyone for joining us again as always. We'll be talking about KCON next week, so stay tuned and get ready for that. We can also tell Haley to... Where should they listen and check us out, Haley?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok.
No, where should they listen?
Oh, on Spotify. Apple Music.
I just wanted to see what Haley would say. She has no idea what I usually say. Don't forget to tune in, hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe. We're available on pretty much all streaming platforms for podcasts. Where you should also leave us a rating if you can, because that always goes a long way. Then Haley could say the usual stuff that she's used to saying.
Find us
on Instagram. Is that what a robot sounds like? You need to be oiled?
Yes, I do.
The hell are you creaking?
Yeah.
Like a geriatric robot?
I am. Okay. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a message, please send it on Instagram. Yay.
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot, and we don't skimp out on the talk. Like, I feel like we are, like, honest people, because, I mean, we're doing this podcast in general because we enjoy it, and, like, we're not under, like, some company or anything. It's, like, we're just doing it ourselves, so...
Yeah, we talk about what we want to talk about, basically.
And that's what, and you can see it based on, like, how we reply to a lot of people. So a lot of the fans and listeners that are tuning in, if we've chatted with you, you know we don't try to skimp out and give you like one line answers. We enjoy the time that you guys give us, so we want to give it back to you. So thank you for everyone tuning in again. As always, do all the stuff that I said, do all the stuff that Haley said, and to the next episode, don't forget to take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.